In today's episode, I'm talking about Dry January, why I did it, how I felt, and then what happened next. This is how legends are made. Hi there, my name's Ben Jackson, and thank you for joining me today. On this episode, I'm talking about Dry January. I wanted to share this because I kind of forgot to mention it that I was going to do it. And two, there were some benefits inside which I thought you might like to hear about. So a bit of background on two areas really. One, the reason was that it was suggested that it would be a good idea to try out. And I find that I'm kind of the person that likes to push my boundaries and like to know how far or how comfortable I think I really am. I like to challenge myself, even in modest ways, and Dry January fitted the bill perfectly. I like kind of, I say, pushing myself to see what I can achieve, and that explains why I've done like obstacle course races, marathons, and skydiving. I like to feel a little uncomfortable. I feel like I'm growing. So that's why this, in its mild form, appealed. A little bit of background to me as a drinker, sociable, out, drinking occasionally, every other weekend, probably more than any other week, but not really weekdays and not really, you know, weekends in general. So very low, mild social drinker, and mainly just wine, occasionally a few beers, but that was it. Moving on to January, how did it go for me? Well, I would say there's around three things which I found that were beneficial. But let me go back through actually how I experienced it. For me, setting a little bit of a challenge to do this, it kind of gets me, you know, gives me a bit of a buzz. And there was certainly a bit of glee in successively going through each weekend, not drinking alcohol. It was never a particular mental problem, never thinking, oh, I want to drink but I mustn't. It was just, I'm just happy not to. It goes back to when I remember quitting smoking in my 20s. It was just black and white. I don't want to do that to myself anymore. And in the drinking, it's the same thing. It's like, yeah, I'm fine. I don't need a drink. I'm absolutely fine. It didn't even really register that much on my radar. And certainly come to the end of Dry January, I wasn't looking forward to, oh yes, great, my gin and tonic or my glass of wine or whatever it may be. That comes out Friday, whenever it was on the 1st of February, I can have my drink. None of that actually happened. I wasn't kind of going through that whole month with that kind of reward at the end. I was just seeing how well I progressed. I wanted to know how my mind would react if I was going to get cravings. Oh, and I should note actually this whole period in these 4 weeks is that there was an emotional bubble inside of them that, you know, that would have usually caused me to have want to kind of like have a very quiet evening, have a bottle of wine and just kind of get through that particular day or get through that particular few days and use alcohol as that kind of comfort that we often use when, you know, we're facing emotional challenges. When this did actually happen, I noted that there was no desire to have that wine. In fact, it was completely the opposite. It was not on my radar at all, like I've said before. So even within these kind of emotional peaks, there was no desire. I kind of just traveled on as normal, as kind of, you know, happy and as gleefully as I mentioned, as I had done previously. So it was interesting how, facing with a challenge, I maintained what I wanted to do. I wanted to drop that in there before I forgot it. So one thing was noticing how my mind was. The other two areas was about my sleeping and my kind of health. I'll go to the sleeping one first. I sleep relatively well in general, and get, depending what kind of day I have ahead of me, between 6, 7, or 8 hours. And with the absence of drinking, without the absence of wine in my day, I just noticed that I was sleeping a little bit better. I was feeling a little bit more rested. And on the counterpoint of that, I was finding that my day felt longer. I had a bit more energy in the tank, another 10 or 15% more. I didn't feel, it was not even sluggish or tired or lethargic, but just the energy drain was a little bit earlier when I was drinking. And for me, this whole of January, I've just felt a little bit more revved up, a little bit more pumped up, a little bit more busy. And that's been great. I just felt that I haven't felt that tiredness. So really, I noticed my whole sleeping was improving and giving me a bit of extra energy. And the other one was about my health, not so much about being vegan particularly, but more about when I was drinking wine, you know, it seemed to increase my weight a little bit. And I'm obviously a quite slim chap, but this was making a bit of a noticeable difference. And I think maybe because you'd associate drinking to having something to eat, even a bit of snack or crisps or sandwich or whatever it may be, or a full meal, that I wasn't shifting the weight quickly. Now, there was a part where I wasn't exercising as much, so running had dropped down just because of work commitment, so I wasn't getting out as much as I wanted to. But what I did notice was that with reduction, again, that 10 to 15%, it just made it easier. The weight was beginning to trickle off, and then I was able to add on more runs and again more exercise, and that all in a collective help. But I do believe that the reduction in alcohol was an additional factor that would help me lose the weight at a reasonable rate along with the exercise. So what then happened on February 1st? So what happened in February was nothing has changed. I know it's boring, but February, only a few days in, has remained dry. Yes, there haven't been the occasions, the situations to have a drink, but nor is the desire there. And maybe in a few weeks' time or in a few months' time, I'll maybe pop a bottle of Prosecco on something, or I'll crack open a bottle of wine. But I'll come from a point of choice, I think. It will be, you know, as and when. I'm certainly not desiring it. As I say, back, there was no reward at the end of January for having a G&T. This was very much just carrying on. It's quite seamless. It's not scary so much, but it's fascinating to think, God, is this my way that I want to be ongoing? Committed vegan now for 2 years and a vegetarian for over 25. Is this my new thing? Is this my new add-on? I'm going to be teetotal. I have no idea. Maybe in a few months' time, I'll do a video and we'll see what the progress has been. And I'll update you on why, if anything has changed, or what the improvements have been. But right now, I kind of like this feeling. I like the feeling that I'm sleeping a bit better, have the energy improved, you know, pushing the boundary and succeeding in that mindset. But also in terms of my physical health and how that's improved. I kind of like that, kind of want to keep it going. So as of today's episode, remain dry, alcohol free. This is not to suggest that you go and try it. It's more to give you some feedback to say, well, this is what worked for me, what the benefits were, and maybe you can get some value from that as well. But if you've done dry January, or even you're doing dry February, successfully or unsuccessfully, drop me a comment. Let me know how your 4 weeks went for you. What were the highs, what were the lows, what were the challenges? Would love to hear from you. And if you've enjoyed today's episode, please give it a like or a thumbs up. I would really appreciate that. But other than that, I hope you're having a fantastic day wherever you are. And I'll catch you in the next episode. This is how legends are made.